I took a second to dart my eyes in the Tribune's direction. He was a thin man who looked intelligent and capable, but he didn't look much like a warrior. Sometimes, I told myself, looks could be deceiving. Legion Varus, he said thoughtfully. Our name is a joke, a deception. Did you know that? I glanced at him again, then away. No, Tribune. Of course not, he murmured. Let me tell you the short version of an ancient story. One stormy day in the year 9 AD, a horde of German barbarians waylaid Varus at the head of three legions. They were strung out and caught in a trackless forest, much like the one we're in now. He and almost all his men were slaughtered. His head was hauled around as a trophy on a pike for weeks afterward. So you see, when they named us Varus, they named us after the biggest loser in Roman history. Why would they do that, sir? He huffed. We were assembled to do Earth's dirty work, that's why. To take on the missions no one else wanted. The deadliest of missions. That part of his little speech jibed with what I knew. Drusus stopped talking for a moment and walked to the opposite wall where his desk stood. He pointed at the heads on display there. I had no idea what he was talking about or why I was here, but I was determined to stay quiet about it. Maybe the answers would come in time. These heads are from enemy mercenary companies, he informed me. They faced Legion Varus in combat and lost. I cut them off and mounted them, just the way the Germans did to old Varus himself. I frowned. I can see you're full of questions, he said, watching me. Ask them, please. Why am I here, sir? Because you saw an alien in the forest, one that can't be here. I looked at him, and he met my gaze evenly. Am I in trouble for making my report? No, I don't operate that way. I don't like your report, naturally. I wish there was video evidence to prove or disprove your claims one way or the other. But there isn't. We have only a single grainy night shot you took with your suit. We searched the area, you know. There was no body. Only Saurian dead. You don't believe me, then? I didn't say that. I don't like what this might mean, but I'm not going to shoot the messenger. Not this time. There was a pause in the conversation. I wasn't sure if I should keep asking questions, but as he was looking at me expectantly, I continued. What do you want from me, sir? I asked. I wanted to meet you, mostly, to take your measure, to decide if you could be trusted to report the truth, or if you were some kind of troublemaker. And what's your verdict, sir? You seem like a young, vigorous recruit, a man with a serious mind. Is it true you shot veteran Harris to death during a training exercise? I felt like squirming, but controlled the urge. Yes, sir, I did. The Tribune laughed suddenly. That was quite a feat, you know. The man almost never dies. So I've heard. Harris vouched for you. He said that of all his recruits, he trusted you the most. I raised my eyebrows in surprise. This was news to me. Further, he is convinced that you did see what you reported, that it wasn't an accident or some other kind of creature. That's why he brought the issue to my attention. What did I see out there? The real enemy. Earth's enemy. A creature that represents a competitor to our way of life. I frowned in confusion. I don't understand. No, but you will. We all will if I'm right. Let me explain it to you this way. Do you know how the Empire works? Only what I learned in school. He nodded sagely. That's good enough as a starting point. Each planet that is part of our vast, beloved galactic empire has a single commodity to trade. Without it, they're kicked out of the empire, losing their membership. The beings we call galactics inhabit the thick clusters of stars at the core of our galaxy. They're ancient and wise beyond our capacity to comprehend. They don't tolerate failures in the fringe members of the empire. They destroy any race that becomes economically insolvent. My eyes turned to the trophies. I eyed them wonderingly. What had the Tribune called them, the heads of mercenary leaders? Sir, I said, how can these trophies be taken from enemy mercenary commanders? There aren't supposed to be any. He lifted a long finger and held it high. Exactly. You've put your finger on the source of the trouble. Let me tell you part of the story they didn't give you in school, McGill. There are other mercenary companies in this galaxy. The truth is that many of the products produced by various planets are duplicated. They have to be. Think of the vast distances. Our ships are fast, but the galaxy is over 100,000 light years across. There are billions of star systems. One planet can't possibly supply every world out there with mercenary troops, or anything else. I frowned, thinking about it. What he was saying sounded undeniably true. There were only about 30 legions operating on Earth. That wasn't enough to serve more than 30 planets at once, even assuming they were always deployed, which they weren't. So, I said, what was that thing in the forest? What's happening? Why are there so many Saurians, both big and small, attacking us? Are there more of those aliens out there? Are they behind these massive attacks? I hope not. But I think there are more of them. And I think they are behind the attacks. Yes. He walked to his desk and sat in his chair behind it. His eyes gazed up at his trophies and his flags, but they were unfocused. Legion Varus has special duties. We don't get the fame and the fawning publicity from the press. That goes to the better-known legions like Germanica and Victrix. Those legions have much easier paths. We take on jobs that are competitive, jobs which might run us into our real enemies. I stared at him. We go against forces that hire alien legions like ours? Yes, exactly. Our competitors have gotten a foothold here on Kangri 9, and we can't let them get away with it. You see, if they beat us here, they will have the grounds to appeal their case to the Galactics. If they can demonstrate that their mercenary companies are superior to ours, they will get to serve this world. This planet, one of our best customers, will become their territory. We will no longer be able to supply the Saurians, big or small, with legions. I nodded, beginning to understand. What happens if we do lose this world? What happens if they win? The Tribune looked grim. That is unacceptable. If that were to happen, we would lose a critical account. Our income would be reduced, and all of Earth would suffer. In time, we might well lose other repeat customers. Eventually, if we are determined to no longer be a viable trader of mercenaries, well, that would be the end. The end? The end of our trade? He looked at me steadily. The end of Earth. The end of humanity. The end of everything. I swallowed and gazed up at the row of heads on Drusus's wall. He was right. I was beginning to understand. Our mission was critical to Earth. Not just because we brought a few galactic credits home, either. It was far bigger than that. Oddly, I felt better knowing this. I hadn't really liked the idea of going through so much pain and death for a few credits. If we were fighting for the lives of everyone back home, though, well, that was a different matter entirely. It dawned on me as I eyed those three alien heads on the wall that my actions were going to have an impact on my own family. They were depending on me to succeed. I took a deep breath And then I did something I thought I'd never do during my enlistment with Varys. I volunteered.